Good morning. It's January 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and you are listening to Gilbert O'Sullivan singing Alone Again, naturally. Today's title is All Alone. The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone." Genesis 2:18, NIV. There is perhaps no less desirable human condition than being alone for too long a time. Sure, all of us treasure some degree of silence and solitude for short periods, even on a regular basis, away from the craziness of daily life so that we can recharge with meditation, prayer, exercise, or just time with ourselves and nature alone. Balzac said, "Solitude is fine, but you need someone to tell that solitude is fine." There's a reason that solitary confinement is the penalty the incarcerated fear the most. We are often our own worst enemy, and confined with only ourselves, we can quickly yearn for the company of others. Totally alone, we can spiral into rage, despair, hatred, decay, and then eventually into madness or even death. The feeling of loneliness does not actually necessitate being physically alone. When you walked into that dance in high school and you weren't part of the cool kids, you could spend a miserable couple of hours totally alone and yet surrounded by hundreds of people. You could be in a long-term relationship, a marriage, for example, see your spouse every day, even wake up next to them, and yet feel totally alone. Humans are flawed by nature. They are inherently selfish and short-sighted. Actions that they may think are to their benefit often injure others and in the long run end up isolating themselves. But there is a better option. C.S. Lewis said, "Look out for yourself, and you will find in the long run only hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay. But look for Christ, and you'll find him, and with him, everything else thrown in." How could that be? Because if you have Christ, if you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then you are never alone. Not only do you never again have to face the vicissitudes of life by yourself, but in Christ you will find all the things that he promised. He tells us that he is the light, the bread of life, the living water, the gateway, and the shepherd. The greatest commands by his own testimony are to love God with all your heart and to love others. Impossible to do by yourself, under your own power, but completely possible with the indwelling Holy Spirit. Paul tells us that it's not even possible for us to be alone once we have claimed the free gift that is in Christ. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8:38 and 39, NIV. So the next time you feel lonely, rejected, even sorry for yourself, remember that Christ was lonely and rejected too, Isaiah 53:3. And that he loves you no matter what your condition. Revelation 1:5-6. He'll never abandon you. He will always be by your side through whatever trials you may face. And in the end, you'll be victorious because he has won the ultimate victory over sin and death and because you love him. You have done it with him. Galatians 2:20. Father, remind me daily of your constant presence. When I feel sad and lonely, touch me somehow. Through the wonder of nature, through an unexpected meeting, through your word, and return me to the joy and peace that comes from the knowledge of your love for me. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.